Good morning. Welcome to a Monday, April 1st. Going to Hollywood. Gorilla. The Big Kong against the Big Godzilla. The Gorilla Godzilla movie dominated the box office. 80 million debut, but that was in the United States. Did you see what it did internationally? Almost 200 million total. And I think it only cost like 100 million to make. So they're already in huge profit territory. The movie also has an impressive follow-up performance. People surveyed afterwards, especially the youngsters, said they're going to go see it again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In second place, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, a disappointing 15.7. Kung Fu Panda 4 took third place.
The last 10 million. Ghostbusters was good. I'm trying to think of it. Not the one with the women cast, but it was the...
Right.
With Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
It was really good. I wonder if this one is just Afterlife, it was called, Ghostbusters Afterlife. I wonder if this one's disappointing or just no one's going to see it.
Jimmy Fallon talked about the Godzilla movie. Here it is.
Some movie news. The blockbuster film Godzilla Kong hit theaters. In this movie, they actually put away their differences and spent a week biking through wine country.
Mm-hmm. One more from Jimmy.
Well, some business news. Kia is recalling more than 400,000 SUVs because they can move while in park.
Whoa.
Kia's trying to spin it. They're like, no, it's just our self-driving technology.
Saturday Night Live, Colin Jost and Michael Che, part of the Weekend Update.
The CEO of Boeing announced that he's stepping down in the wake of the company's ongoing safety issues. And on his way out, he held up a bunch of nuts and bolts and said, good luck figuring out where these were supposed to go.
Yeah. And Michael Che.
Pet experts are warning people not to bring their dogs to watch next month's solar eclipse, saying that it could be too stressful for them. Pet experts also want you to know that they're looking for real work.
Liam Neeson is going to be taking over Leslie Nielsen's iconic role as Frank Drebin in a reboot of The Naked Gun. Liam Neeson admits that he's a bit nervous about the movie, but hopes that his co-stars will bring the comedy so he can play it straight.
Yes, I'm honored to be offered the part of Frank Drebin, and a little bit nervous about it because I've done a couple of skits before that were just very short TV things, you know. But this would be, I don't know, 9,500 minutes of a film, and they're still casting it. So, you know, hopefully my other cast members will be funny and sexy. You know, so that I can just be dead absolutely straight, you know. There has to be lots of visual gags going too, you know.
I don't know if I'm excited about this.
He has a very particular skill set. So who, if I can ask, who is Ant Anstead? Do you know who that is?
He was married to that Christina girl that was on that Flipper Flop show.
Wait a minute, yeah.
A little bit.
She was married to another guy, though, first, wasn't
right,
she?
Right, her and her husband... Tarek or something like that.
Yeah, they got
did that Flipper Flop show. Then they got divorced. Then she married this aunt guy, and they weren't married for very long before they got divorced again. But I think he's a British like version of her, like does some cable show hosting or something.
And the reason I ask is word out today is that Renee Zellweger and Aunt Anstead are deeply in love and may elope.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been dating since 2021. Congratulations. Meanwhile. On the flip side, New York Post said Tori Spelling has filed for a divorce from Dean McDermott.
Oh, boy.
They cited irreconcilable differences as reason for the split.
I thought they were divorced already.
No, they were separated, then they were trying, and then...
They have five kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, In Touch Weekly magazine says Cher is considering adopting a baby with her boyfriend, Alexander Edwards. The source told the magazine, Cher's dream is to have another child.
Uh-huh.
And adoption is something she's very interested in. She missed the boat on freezing her eggs and hiring a surrogate. But adoption is something she very much would like to do. She was so career focused when they were young. She'll appreciate being a mom this time around.
She's 77.
77.
Yeah, but if Robert De Niro can have a brand new baby at 80.
Well, you make a good point.
Either one, I don't care. That poor kid is not going to have their parents around long enough.
Right.
That's heartbreaking.
Well, her boyfriend's what, 32 or something like that? Yeah.
Not the same.
Her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Speaking of moms, Mary Mack.
My mom is retired up there in the woods, and she has no internet or cable news, so
She has to have her own thoughts. Yeah. My mom is from that very bland Scandinavian country called Duluth, Minnesota. Yeah. She's never even had yogurt before. Too spicy.